This went on for hours. If the king liked a dish, he would yell yes, and it would be included in the night's feast. If he did not, everyone would hear a low no, and the dish would be destroyed moments later by a servant with a very bad attitude. Pretty soon, this started catching on around the kingdom. For if a king does something, his loyal subjects are never far behind. If they didn't want a second scoop of potatoes, they would say no. And if they liked what someone was offering, they would say yes. And ever since that day in a small village, in a small kingdom, yes has meant yes, and no has meant no.